Woo! Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM The Word. You are listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me this evening is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Sister Lynn loves Thankful Tuesday. What do you think, Pastor Bird?
It's Pastor James Bird, my little official ministry.
He's the bird.
He's the whistling bird.
You know, that's Lucy's bird.
Get that
yours
gun
is
out
more.
Not that bad.
Bigger bird.
Hey, Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, and we're in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Streaming's available online, www.995theword.com, and also at www.grace911.com.
Mahalo, Bula. Hey, we thank you for tuning in tonight, this Thankful Tuesday, this exciting Tuesday on the eve, the 2 days before we leave for Sawara. Yeah, we are pumped up for Jesus. And as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up, Reverend Bulla and Pastor Bird, James Bird, Mahilona, from the Fishers of Men Ministries out in Nanakuli.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our fine sponsor at grace911.com is available to and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or just need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
And we like, thank you, Lynn. We like to send our love and aloha to all the men and women incarcerated, especially our dedicated ACOs.
Amen.
Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FTC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCC, and also we want to pray for those guys, those 1,500 men incarcerated in Cigar, Arizona.
We're coming, guys.
Thank you, Jesus. And to many of the other prisons in Arizona, in Eloy Detention Center.
Amen.
Also, we pray for you and your family for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your lives.
Amen.
Let's send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 program, Arizona, and that would be the congregation of the Fishers of Men, along with the direct leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mailona.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Fishers of Men. Thank you.
God bless you, pastors.
Amen. And for our sponsor here locally, right back home in Honolulu, for the word, we'd like to thank the Eastman Foundation.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I like
sir.
That foundation.
I like that. That's a solid. That's on
amen,
solid.
Amen, amen.
Woo! Come on, somebody.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
I think we're ready to go
ready
some fish.
To go fishing.
Come on, you guys.
I will make
turn that volume
you
up.
Fishers a man. Woo! As you follow
yes, Lord.
Me go fish.
Fish.
And we're going fishing in Sawara.
Amen. 1,500 men. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prepare them, Father.
Yes,
today.
Lord. Prepare their hearts, Lord.
You know, just blessed to have you in the studio again. And before we... Now you've got a powerful message, as always, Pastor Brennan. We've got a great song, Holy Spirit, by Lauren Daigle. But I just want to let you know, there have been some rumors and trumors running around. We just got reported that. But
you
I am alive.
Devil.
I am well. I am not. Let me repeat. I am not in a coma. And we are coming in 3 days to Sawara. You heard me right. Pastor Bulla is alive
that's
and well.
Right.
The devil is alive.
Yes, sir.
I'm clothed and in my right mind, being the blood-bought, scripture-speaking, praise-pumping, tongue-talking, spirit-filled, and spirit
and
a filled to the utmost
in
with the
name
Holy Ghost,
of
walking
Jesus.
Testimony of God's
hallelujah.
Love
yes,
and God's mercy and grace. Come on, somebody. We're going to praise
God. Stand for Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
The
yes.
devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
And I, brethren, when I came in, you came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom,
amen.
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hey, Reverend, we're coming in hot and heavy to Arizona.
Hot and heavy today.
Hot and heavy, man.
Amen.
And we want to ask everyone to continue to keep us in your prayers.
Yes, hallelujah.
The enemy is squirreling right now. Mm-hmm. There's a shift going on.
Yes,
for those
Lord.
Of you following the super moon, it brings up a lot of things in the gravitational forces of the earth and in the entire solar system. If you're a surfer, you know that when you have a full moon, the surf comes up. But if you got the super moon, the supernova, you've got bigger surf. But you know what? You also bringing up the demons from hell.
Mm.
We've had that prophesied over us, but the hand of the Lord was behind us and he cast them
thank
back
you,
into
Jesus.
The pits
yes,
of hell.
Hallelujah.
Just keep us in prayer. Keep
you,
our
Jesus.
Families in prayer.
Yes,
but you know,
Lord.
It all starts
protect
with one
us,
thing.
Lord.
And that's the song that we have tonight. And it all starts with the Holy Spirit.
Ooh. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Holy Spirit, fall.
Come, Lord. Come, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You're a good, good Father.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Yes, only you, Lord.
Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fly.
Yes, God.
Your glory, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Want to give a shout out to Joel at Halava. Mahalo, brother. Got your letter. Giving your information to Pastor Bird as we speak. Mm. Katie at Old Triple C.
Yes,
we're praying for you, our sister.
Yes, you're in
shout
our
out to the Kapahulu sister. So thankful you found Facebook and we hooked up again. And to all the others that are tuning in, share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let them know that there's a program on every night at 9:30 p.m. You could be in Arizona. You could be in Hawaii. You could be streaming online. This program is for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. But you don't have to be locked up to be locked up.
That's
don't
right.
fool
Hallelujah.
Yourself.
Hallelujah.
Don't fool yourself, saints and angels. Don't fool yourself. Just because you're not in prison don't mean you locked out, because you're still locked up in the sin you're living in. Hello, I'm talking to somebody tonight, Pastor Bird.
Amen, you are. And there's a lot of guys out there, Reverend, that I know that's listening in tonight, too. There's some people from healthcare.
Hallelujah.
Some elderly people that really enjoy this radio station.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And they're on tuning in, and they're excited because there's a lot of stuff that we preach about that is all
praise
manifestation of God's word.
Praise the Lord.
So aloha to all those listening in tonight.
Aloha.
Amen. Buckle up, because we're going for a ride. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tonight, you know, I just wanted to, we went to prayer and we heard the Holy Spirit, and this is, you know, the activation of God's word and the Holy Spirit is very powerful.
Hallelujah.
It's needed. It's something that we need to embrace. The supernatural stuff that God does is embracing God's word and the Holy Spirit. Reverend, when I see the experiences of God's prayer, this past Sunday we had our fifth anniversary, Fishers of Men.
Hallelujah.
And we had some grinds. We had plenty grinds. We had to give them away. We had plenty food. But we never come to church for the food, right, guys?
Amen.
We came there for Jesus.
For the word of God.
Jesus.
Amen. So we had one of these guys whose mom was in a wheelchair. She passed away. His name is Jim. He's homeless down in Waikiki, Alawana, for a long time. And now he started to come to church, and he's been praying for him. He didn't have a job. We prayed for him. He got a job.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because she was living off of his mom, because his mom was she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
She was working in Social Security.
Yeah, yeah.
So now there's no Social Security. So we prayed for him. He got a job.
Hallelujah.
Now he has a house. Now he got a job in the house. You know, you're going to get attacked, because God wants to do something with you. You got to understand just like the moon, Reverend was talking about, pulling out some demons. It moves the tides around.
That's
you know,
right.
The tide. It pulls the tide. So there's a big shift. There's a shifting going on in the supernatural.
Ooh,
and this is what we're looking for tonight, in the supernatural,
Hallelujah.
To the miracle, signs, and wonder that God's word brings.
That's right.
You know, it all begins with the marvelous healing. When we see that marvelous healing, this guy this Sunday, Pastor Bird, I need prayers. My leg is throbbing and it's swelling. And he needs his, you know, listen, he just got a job. He just got a house. Now his legs is acting up, so he cannot go work.
Oh.
So before you left, Pastor Lucy called me. I got some of the prayer words, and we're going to be talking about tonight is that corporate prayer. Come on, Reverend.
That's right.
Corporate prayer is super powerful, because
powerful.
It is the body of Christ moving together in faith.
Yes.
We can move some mountains.
Yes, we can.
And it says
Thank
that.
You,
and, you know, in the Old Testament, it helps the local church to grow when we start to understand and applying the word to the church in a supernatural way that God wants us to do.
Amen.
We pray for the guy. Instant. You know, sometimes, Reverend, sometimes God
it's in his time.
It takes his time.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, church, you got to understand.
That's right.
If you're praying for somebody, it doesn't happen right away.
Don't get depressed.
It will happen.
Amen.
But that's not your business.
That's not your business.
That's God's business.
That's God's business. You're petitioning in prayer.
Amen. So if God heals a guy right there, that's God's business. If he doesn't, that's God's business. But you know what? When that guy said, when we prayed for Jim, he started walking around. He would pass the word. Instant deliverance. Instant healing.
God's
and then when I see those stuff, you know, when I see the miracle signs, I walk away and I go talk to somebody. I don't want to get involved with what God is. That's God's business.
Hallelujah.
Whether he does it or not. You know, when I go, hey, Pastor Bird, I go, that's good. Thank you. I'm going to eat some donuts. I don't forget about cupcakes or something. Miriam made some awesome cupcakes.
But he had faith.
He had faith. That was connected.
Jim had faith.
Amen.
That was connected.
He had that faith.
Yes, connected to the prayers of what he wanted that God delivered to him.
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. You have to have faith. You got to do what you got to do.
Amen. We're not doing under the power of anybody's name or in the power of Jim. What we're doing under the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God.
Because
the Holy Spirit is the one that does the work.
Hallelujah.
But when I see through the word of God tonight, as we read in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, before we get into that, in the scriptures, it talks about all of the people came together, Reverend Buller, with Peter. They had corporate prayer. Everybody came together and they all went pulling, they all went praying, and they came with the boldness, and the deliverance came, healing came, even the shadow of Peter started to
could heal people.
Exactly.
It's when you come in one accord, but you see, a lot of times we need to activate our faith. Someone out there, you've got faith, but you need to activate your faith. Faith is not something you put in your back pocket like a credit card. Faith is the way you live your life. It's not when the lights are on, it's when the lights are off. How are you living your life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's not trying to get something from you. He's trying to give you something, but you got to have some faith. Hallelujah. It's in the book of Hebrews where he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and for it by the elders obtained the good report. You see, by faith, we understand that the worlds, it says worlds, there's more than one. It's the unseen and the seen kingdom that God has created. We're framed by the word of God. Someone tonight, Pastor Bird, just needs a word of God.
Yes.
They're in a situation right now that they think it's a no-win situation.
Yes,
you need a word from the Lord. Your marriage is upside down. You need a word from the Lord. Your finances are upside down. You need a word from the
Trust
Lord.
The
your
Lord.
Relationship is broken. You need a word from the Lord. You're addicted to drugs.
Lord.
You need a word from the Lord. You got
you
the bottle in your mouth. You need a word from the
Amen.
Lord. But you have to activate your faith, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Reverend, you know, some people, they got to recognize this too. Sometimes, you know, God, he doesn't activate. If you're not activating, God not doing nothing.
That's right.
But you know what, church, if God doesn't activate it, and that's okay. But one thing, your faith got to be connected with God's activation.
That's right.
If there's no connection, there's no spark, there's no healing, there's no miracle going to come. But whether God brings it or not, see, sometimes God leaves the problem. But listen, church, sometimes God gives you the strength, Reverend Bula.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you see, the thing right there is people say, oh, I don't know about my faith. You got faith. You sit in that chair with your big butt. You think that chair going to hold you up? That's the faith you got in the chair. You got more faith in a chair than you do in the living God who created the worlds and the seen and the unseen. See, it's where you have your faith. It's not a matter if you have faith. You do have faith. It's where you're going to place it. See, a lot of times we like to put our faith in what we can see. But as I said earlier, faith is the substance. It is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. That's where the faith comes in, and that's where brother had his faith, because he knew what his need was. He activated his faith, but there was corporate prayer around his faith. See, that's a package deal, Pastor Bird.
That's
like the left and the right, man, the yin and the yang. It's all together. It's not one by itself. You gotta combine it together.
You know, Lynn, it's when we pray in a corporate prayer.
Yes,
it's not reckless.
No,
it's not reckless.
There's intentional.
No, it's not impulsiveness. It's a supernatural prayer and a corporate prayer to the people that brings this prayer together. And people, they can't understand. You see, when you're dealing with the God Spirit, it's different. People don't understand because you never sing or never touch or never, you know, it's a supernatural thing. Lynn, I know you sing a lot of miracles, especially in your life. We just went through some stuff, Lynn. And we know through prayer, God did it. And it's on His time, Lynn.
Hey, Pastor.
God gave us the courage to overcome every situation and everything that happens to us.
Pastor, praises go up, blessings come down.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Power of prayer. Maybe Lynn
Very
can share.
Very simple.
Maybe you can share just briefly what happened at Logos Bookstore this weekend. The power of prayer.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta tell you, that's a
praise testimony of the power of
so
prayer.
So here I was looking for a devotional Bible, and of course then I thought, okay, I'm going to carry it in my purse, so I need a good cover. So I'm staring there trying to find my cover like a girl would be doing shopping. And I see Bula, he's sitting down waiting for me. He was really patient. That's the only place he lets me shop, and he's patient.
In the name of Jesus.
That candy store.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus is time, get the bullets for Jesus.
So he's sitting there right there, and a lady comes in, and she starts talking to him and asked him about holy oil and if it's holy oil is only for the priests and the pastors. And Bula just said, you know, as our pastor says and Pastor Bird says, go get your virgin oil from your house and lay hands.
Remember
Hallelujah.
With the girl that came in with Jeff? She was sitting in the parking lot looking.
Well, I was going to get to that. I mean, because the impact
Bula, you're getting
is,
excited, Bula.
The impact is how God will use a situation.
Yes.
So
Hallelujah.
He talked to this lady, just made her, she's a new believer. So he encouraged
Amen.
Her
That's right.
that all you got to do is put your focus on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then another lady came in and said he listened to this radio program. Hallelujah. Right here.
Yes, right here.
And I love what we're doing. And come to find out, she remembers him from New Hope many years ago when there was only 50 memory. People.
She might be listening tonight.
She get good memory. Hello, my sister.
But then the most unreal thing is when a lady was sitting in her car crying, and she talked to Jeff Rasmussen, our brother, our Free Inside brother, and said, "Hey, is that Bula Eastman in there? Is that Pastor Bula?"
And it's not about me, guys. It's not about me.
She just
about
recognized it's Pastor Bula. And he said, "Yeah, that's Pastor." And she said, "I need prayer." Ooh. So he was a good brother. He took her out of the car and brought her into the
parking
store.
Right into the store.
And she came right up, and she just said, "I need prayer." And she said, "My marriage is at its end, and I need prayer." Right there, boom, Bula was giving, you know. He said, "Lynette, go get the holy oil." And I looked at him. I was like, "But it's the stores." And he's like, "We'll buy it." And then we go, you know, here we're thinking, you know, we don't want to disturb what's going on in the store. And so Bula's going, "Let's go back here." And I said, "No, God told me, let's pray among the Bibles."
Pray by the Bibles. My head is in the head, Jesus.
But praise the Lord. It was the most beautiful prayer between, you know, we did the holy oil on all four of us, Jeff, myself, Bula, and the lady. And we prayed a very strong prayer, a very strong prayer to restore Father. And, oh, dear Jesus, she was weeping. She was just alligator tears just coming down. God was refreshing her. And then she started to speak in tongues. I don't know if it's the first time, but I tell you what, the Holy Spirit was right there. And what a better place to just help your brothers and sisters in Christ in logos.
That's a slight detour, Pastor Bird, but that's the power of prayer. When you come together in one accord, God will bless.
Well, in our message tonight, Reverend Bula, when you look at Acts chapter 4, it talks about corporate prayer and looking for that, you know, that opportunity. Looking for that opportunity to minister to family. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Or people. Wherever you go,
God
going to give you an opportunity to minister to.
At work.
At somebody in the lady was sitting down in a car. She never knows. She was at the logo. She
got God put her there.
God put her there.
Right
there. That's like God knew where the donkey was. You know, God said, "You go to the left. You go in the gates. Turn right. Then you can see this guy. Tell him, I like the donkey."
God
sent us to the most honorable places. You know what? You guys never go over there for Brooklyn. You went over there to pray for somebody.
That's
you look
right.
at it in a supernatural.
You know, and it was more than just prayer, because when she said, "My marriage is at its end," right there, you know, the spirit in us, our faith was
that
activated.
Lying devil.
Yeah,
devil
we're like, pray right now. But I was like, right get now. The holy oil.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you, praise Jesus.
That's right. We're going to proclaim what God is saying tonight.
Amen.
We're going to come with boldness. Come on, somebody. Can
Hallelujah.
We read that, please? I want to get into the scripture.
And in the Message Bible, it says, and this is Acts 4, 29-30.
Yes.
And in the Message Bible, it says, "And now they're at it again."
Yeah.
"Take care of their threats and give your servants fearless confidence in preaching your message as you stretch out your hand to us in healings and miracles and wonders done in the name of your holy servant, Jesus." Bula?
In the Jesus book, it says, "Now, boss, listen what they say against us and give us the kind of power when we talk for no come scared. We like you make the sick guys come good and show awesome things with your power when us guys
power.
Use your name because of what your good and special worker guy Jesus when do."
Hallelujah. Church, you got to understand there's two things that they prayed for. Number one, they prayed for the supernatural power of corporate prayer.
Amen.
The second ingredient of that what they prayed for is boldness. Faith without recognizing the actions to the is dead. You got to know that in your faith, got to be activated in boldness. We talked about that earlier, Reverend Bula. You can have weak faith or you can have great faith. You got to pray and have faith in God. You see, sometimes the reason why we don't have faith, Reverend, is we don't read the Bible.
That's right. Got to get in the Word.
We got to get in the Word.
Got to get in the Word.
And the message is for those of you who didn't understand this. Maybe you wasn't properly taught. Tonight was the night that you understand.
Hallelujah.
God has given you the boldness. Come on, somebody. And the prayer in the supernatural to move mountains and heal legs and heal marriages according to what the message was tonight.
And you know, listeners out there that are incarcerated Oh, my goodness. Listen to the program. Mm. Write down the scripture. Meet Bible study the next day or after, you know, and just get that word in you.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. The word of God is not meant for you to deliberate. The word of God is meant for you to activate. If Amen. He said Amen. It, it is done.
Amen.
Period.
Amen. You know, we must be willing to take God's word.
Amen.
And when we take God's word for what it is, and you exercise your faith, according we know to what we're just trying to say
yes.
tonight, is that you're going to see the supernatural power in action when you step out in faith and boldness to God the Father.
Hallelujah.
You see, God's going to do the work. All God needs you. And, you know, we look at Mark chapter 16, verse 18. It talks about the people in the Bible that believers are laying hands. You see, it's not your hands, church.
Hallelujah.
It's you got to ask God. You use my hands,
an extension
of God's hands to be prayed for them. In Mark chapter 16, verse 18.
Yes, and in my Bible it says, in the message book, it says, they will throw out demons in my name.
Ooh, in the name of Jesus.
They will speak in new tongues.
In the name of
they will
Jesus.
Take snakes in their hands. They will drink poison and not be hurt.
Mm.
They will lay hands on the sick and make them well. Bula?
In the Jesus book, it says, the people that trust me, they're going to do awesome kind stuff because they're my guys. They're going to use my power for make the bad kind spirits
Hallelujah.
Let go of the people. They're going to talk different kind languages.
Yes,
they even
Lord.
Gonna pick up snakes with their hands.
Yes,
and if
Lord.
They drink the poison, not gonna hurt them. They're gonna put
yes,
their hands
Lord.
On top of the sick people, and the sick people going come good.
Recover. Church, you gotta understand what we're reading tonight. God said he will give you the signs and the miracles gonna follow them that believe, Reverend Bulla.
Hallelujah.
The signs and the miracles are those who believe. Now, whatever, church. Before we close tonight, we're coming to the end. Matthew 18, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever
Amen.
I bind on earth shall
yes.
be bound in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Whatever I shall be loosened on earth shall be loosened on heaven.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
To activate on earth before God can release
yes,
the blessing.
Lord.
We need to pray right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for the living testimony that we
Hallelujah.
Just heard.
Hallelujah.
Marriage is going to be healed right
Hallelujah.
Now, Father God.
Glory,
heal
glory,
marriages. Somebody's
glory.
Going through some stuff right
yes,
now
Father.
That needed to hear this. There's somebody in prison that their wife giving up or her husband had given up. Father God, we pray for those
yes,
people. Restore that, Father God,
yes,
that relationship,
Lord.
Father God. And Lord, we ask that no matter what the situation look like, Father God, on your time, it shall bring it to pass. Father,
yes,
you
Lord.
Work, Father
bring
God, in a
pass.
Super natural because we come in boldness in the name of Jesus
in
Father
the
God
name of Jesus.
And Lord for those Father God who are hurting body and they're physically their legs your backs and some of you maybe you got kidneys or livers maybe you're on dialysis I speak to that dialysis right
Amen.
Now Father God you created us in your image I speak to every kidney and every cell and everything and in every body Father God and heal them from the top of the head to the soles of the feet
yes,
cleanse
Lord.
Them Father God let this word and this prayer be a blessing
yes,
and let
Lord.
This prayer and this word be a healing upon your people in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Another powerful program tonight.
Woo!
Thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow night, Pastor Keith Ryder, God bless you this evening. Get some rest, but chew on the word. Chew on the meat of the word that was shared with you tonight. Activate your faith. We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So, ahui ho!
Ahui ho!
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.